What's good? How we feeling? How we living? How we doing? Welcome back. Very big welcome back to Work the Podcast. I'm Maya. He's Brendan. You gonna say hello? You gonna say
Well,
hello?
I didn't know what was, I didn't know what was the, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. So I didn't know how long this intro was going to be. But yes, hi everyone.
What's good? Again,
How's
it's been a quick min, you know. It's been a good 6 months, I think. Something like
something
that.
like that? Yeah.
Skinny
A
bop,
long, long time.
you know, it is what it is. Yeah, it feels kind of weird. It's kind of different because I
Yeah,
forgot
well,
how
a
to do
lot's
this.
different. Well, not just
Bitch.
is this different, like we haven't just not only have we not done this in a minute, like a lot is different with a
Yeah, I just
lot of us.
wanna, let's just start. We had every intent of doing All Star Six,
Yes.
I just had, a little bit of a mental breakdown. It's fine, it's cool, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It was rough times, there's a lot going on, And I said, gotta remove something from the situation. What can I do? It's got to be this because I gotta work and I gotta go to school. But we're fine now. We're good. We're living. We're thriving. School's over, so they can suck my ass. You know what I mean? And it's we're on the come up, I think. I hope, Omicron playing games, but it's okay. But I think I'm in a better place than I was 6 months ago because that shit was rough. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, then that's, that's all that matters, right?
That's it, that's
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, yes, like Maya said, we definitely intended on finishing All Stars 6 and recording, but life happens, as we all know, and as we have all been made very aware of, especially given these last 2 years with the pandemic and such. But not only, did that in the in the interim time, I am now living in Pittsburgh, PA. I am no longer in Charlotte, North Carolina. And yeah, so that's that. And excited to get back to recording and definitely excited for this new season of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Well, Grace. It feels like, first of all, can you believe that we're on season 14 already? Like,
Well, also,
what's
can we
happening?
also just time out and talk about how I believe at one point during this podcast, at a past episode, we had said we wanted more episodes, we wanted more seasons, we wanted it, we wanted it, we wanted it. And I think RuPaul took that as a personal challenge because we have got Italy, we've got Canada, we've got España, like, I mean, we've got Holland, we've got the UK. I mean, it's like a rapid fire that I haven't watched any of Italia. I did watch
Yeah.
Drag Race UK.
UK is a oh, you forgot Down Under because everybody forgets Down
Well,
Under,
because
but
everybody forgets Down Under.
well, it's just
Drag
like
Race UK was pretty good. Also, I had a good idea, I feel like, as did all of us watching. If you watched the third season of Drag Race UK, you kind of knew who was going to win.
I mean, yeah.
But I guess that is what it is. In other Drag Race news, though, I just saw this little link. We have the, speaking of shows that are coming up and all of the shows that RuPaul's been spitting out on us, we have Drag Race UK versus the World.
Yeah, that's interesting because why the fuck they call it like why can't it just be like why is it UK versus well that's just very weird. I don't understand.
Yeah,
I don't get it. You know,
I
I'm
don't
like,
know.
yeah, I don't
It
get
is
it.
interesting, but I so yeah, I it there needless to say, it has been a drag race like complete explosion. There's been season after season after season after season after season. And if anything, I just feel like it's getting bigger and bigger. I don't feel like the hype is dying down. I feel like honestly the
No.
hype is growing bigger. If anything, this is probably, I think season four is probably the most hype and or press and promotion that I have seen RuPaul doing for a season. He has been on late night talk shows. He's been on Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, he has been everywhere and then some to promote the show. So, I mean, I can only imagine, you know, since they're increasing the budget, that means that the show itself is going to get increased.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think it's also that VH1 budget, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because VH1, given they didn't have the press budget when they were at when they were on Logo, but now Ruth said I can do what I want. I can go into talk shows. They gave me time. They allotted me effort, and I'm absolutely here for it.
I'm absolutely here for it too. I mean, you can just tell. I'm very curious to see how this season goes. And obviously, as we do pretty much every season that we've done a podcast about, is we've done a Meet the Queens episode. So you guessed it. If you are, you know, listening right now, you guessed it. That is exactly what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be going through the queens of season 14 and seeing what the goods are like, seeing what they're all about, you know?
So I'm going to be real transparent with all y'all right now. I'm going to be real. Did I watch that whole Meet the Queens video? No. You want to know I didn't watch the whole thing? Because those shows are too goddamn long. Give me 2 minutes per queen. I don't need all the, are you going to fight to win? Can we just talk to them real quick, do a look, pow, pow, and then get off the screen? I need it to be a good 20 minutes long. I don't need it to be a whole hour and a half. It's too much.
Right. Yeah, it was a lot. I fast forwarded through a lot of it. Like, I found myself.
Jesus Christ. It's just like, I can't keep up. Like, people that watch it like live, like when it's streaming on YouTube, good for you. Good for you, because I couldn't sit through the whole thing. That's far too much for me. No thanks.
And I feel like every time this happens to me, every season, every time I watch a season of Drag Race, or I mean the Meet the Queens, I get incredibly overwhelmed. Because it's just so much coming at me so quickly. Names, drag looks, you name it. Like, and it's just a lot going on. So I always get so overwhelmed. But then I just keep telling myself, like, literally after the first episode airs, you pretty much know who you like, who you don't. Kind of like sometimes, some seasons, you can even tell who might be a front runner and who mm-hmm. might not be. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that your predictions, are completely wrong, as ours have been in the past. I do remember specifically saying that Akiria was going to make top three of All Stars. That didn't happen. When shall we get into these queens?
Girl, let's get into it right now. First, the theme of the whole Meet the Queens is like it's like a Candyland, but like an arcade, but they're on like a game board.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Very vibrant colors, multiple colors, you know, multicolored.
There might be a name for this. I'm not sure. Sometimes
it's extra.
It says Candyland theme promo. We'll leave it at that. Cool. That's sure. Okay. So let's get into it. Oh girl, it's gonna be a minute. Let's get into it. Up first, Alyssa Hunter from Puerto Rico, 26.
I'm also pulling up these Biosh's Instagrams just because I think it helps me like look at them.
So we haven't had a Puerto Rican queen in a minute, so I'm happy that we have another one, which is kind of weird. I don't know like why it takes them so long. Also, like it's like the only place that they can get people from, like that's not in the, you know, 50 states is Puerto Rico. Anyway, yeah, great to have a Puerto Rican queen again. Love this look. Mm-hmm. Oh, the logo and everything. Oh. Love this look. The tuck is a little meaty, but I love the look. I love the cape. I like the shoulders too. The shoulders are really good.
It's giving Yara Sofia vibes.
What we're not gonna do is compare all the Puerto Rican queens.
I'm just saying in regards to the outfit, not even because
that's what we're not gonna do. That's what we're not gonna do. You think all Puerto Rican people look the same?
No, bitch. But what I'm saying, what I do. So I'm here looking at Alyssa's Instagram. I agree with you. I do love the outfit. I think the makeup is pretty much on point. But then as I'm staring here at his Instagram, it does look like first of all, beat for the gods. Second of all, it looks like there is some versatility in the looks itself. Like it looks like he might not just give a little one note here and there, which is nice. He's also kind of cute out of drag, not gonna lie to you. Not going to lie.
And yeah, Alyssa said that they got their name from CSA winner.
I did see that.
From Alyssa Edwards, which is, that's like, is that kind of crazy that now we have queens that are named after queens that were on the show?
We're on Drag Race, yeah. Yeah. Well, and then there's queens that are, there's been queens on the show who are Drag Race queens, like queens who started after Drag Race.
Yeah, we've come to the point. We've come to the point. That's where we are now, everyone. Means we're all getting old. Anyway.
Pretty much.
I think Alyssa seems pretty promising. Seems like a fierce competitor. Makeup looks good. I mean, not that all Puerto Rican queens are the same, but Puerto Rican queens usually give good looks, good face. They're usually all kind of wacky too. The comedy is always like, what's going on? But it helps them stay in the competition longer. So I'm excited to see what Alyssa gives.
I could see Alyssa going pretty far. I mean, mm-hmm. It just seems like he's a well-rounded queen in general.
Okay. Excuse me?
This one, honey. The name is it tells you everything you need to know.
Because who we got next, Brenda? Who's next?
We got Angeria, Paris, or Van Michaels, but you could just call her Angie, is what she said.
First of all, what a name. Number one, what a name. Because if you talk about a strong black name, that's right. One right there.
That is a name. It is very opulent. It is very extra, and I think that is kind of Angeria's vibe. I think that is the exact vibe in which the name says it all.
Yes. For context, Angeria is 27 from Atlanta. So we have a pageant, not Georgia. We have a pageant girl, pageant queen. You know, we always have to have at least one every season.
And she looks like she's pageant through and through.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. First of all, we got a gown here. I like the gown. Mm-hmm. It's getting very like Phoenix Rising energy. Yeah, is what I feel.
Very much so.
What I feel from it. Also, very interesting face. It's gonna, like, she has a face that like you won't forget. You know,
it's a unique face.
Yeah, it's one of those people that you will not forget. You know what I mean? But yeah, I liked her energy during the Meet the Queens. Was still very pageant, but still had a little bit of personality, which I think sometimes mm-hmm. the pageant queens could lack. I think mm-hmm. just because, not that they lack, but I just don't think they let it shine through very much because they're so into the competition. You know what I mean?
Right. And I mean, we did see, I think, you know, one of the most successful pageant queens to do Drag Race was obviously Jade Essence Hall.
Yes.
So it does show that, like, if you can bring more than just, you know, the look and the polishedness and bring like the personality and that type of thing, which mm-hmm. it looks like Angeria has, then yeah, who knows? I think she could go far. I love the look. I liked both of the looks that she did. Cause you know how they do like this like little mm-hmm. runway thing, you know, on their Instagram.
You know, I didn't watch it, but you know.
That's the only thing I do watch is like these little 5-minute reels on Instagram. If that.
Yeah, but I think we'll see. Again, I think sometimes pageant queens can lack in certain areas, especially the acting, you know. Mm-hmm. But we'll see what she gives. We'll see what's going on. It's always
she's gonna give the game.
It's always a hit or miss with the pageant queen. It's always a hit or miss, but
it really is. It really is.
We'll have faith. How about that? We'll have faith. All right. So next up, who do we have?
We have Bosco.
Bosco is 28, hometown from Montana, but currently resides in Seattle, Washington. Now, you know, Seattle Queen's kind of weird with it. You know, they kind of weird.
And he openly kind of said it too in his little confessional meeting thing. He was saying how he's mm-hmm. a little kooky, a little quirky. I'm looking at his Instagram right now. I'm looking at the Insta right now, and it looks like we're giving a little spooky ookie. But it does look very polished, and it looks like there is a lot of high fashion. These eyebrows, though, choices were made. Choices were made, and look, I'm not hating on them yet, but I'm just hear Michelle Visage making a big deal about it. Here we go. You know, because she don't be liking when people do the same shit over and over. She don't like when people have their own style, you know.
Yeah, so this was the one who said that there is not a Meet the Goods is a little off-putting to me. It was a little off-putting to me because of the simple phrase, I don't think there's enough slut representation on this show. I'm here to bring the slut to Drag Race.
Is that that was Bosco, right? That was Bosco.
What does that mean?
Yeah, and it's just like, you don't think we know gay people are sluts in general? And was that is that bad to say? I don't know. But like, you don't think that we don't know. Well, yeah, but like, you don't think that we don't know that like promiscuity runs rampant in the gay culture anyway?
But also, what's that got to do with Drag Race?
Right, and you think you go fuck your way to the crown? Doubtful.
Like, I'm confused on what that had to do with how they. Yeah, I don't really understand. I mean, girl, if you show me what that means, if the slut representation when the show starts, I'm here for it. But until then, I'm not really understanding. But go off, I guess, sis. Do what you need to do.
Like, I don't slut shame, so I'm happy for you.
Yeah, do what you want to do.
Right. You know what I mean? Also, you know, cute outside of drag, kind of, you know what I mean? Very different looking outside of drag.
Let me bring up these damn, because I feel so like, cute. Oh no, very I found cute. It was a YouTube video that I found last time. My computer about to blow the fuck up. It's going to be overloaded with too many things. We're going to do that at the end. I'll do that at the end. I'll do boilers at the
he
end.
He is cute. I think he is cute. There is a lot of, I've noticed a lot of these queens are cute outside of drag. Everyone that we've seen so far is cute out of drag. So from at least what I've seen.
All right. Up next we have we have Brendan.
You said you have me. We have Daya Betty, which does indeed come from
diabetes.
Diabetes, because she in the Meet the Queens episode, she did inform us all that she does have diabetes.
Yes, type one diabetes.
Type one diabetes.
Go off, you know.
Right. Go off.
You know, go ahead and embrace it.
Crystal Method's drag sister.
Yes, interesting.
I do remember hearing that. Yes. Talks just like Crystal.
Yes.
Like the same inflection.
Has the same last name as Acid Betty, but I don't think any relation to Acid Betty. Just happens
or at least the same did not name. Claim it.
That's true. What are you trying to say? They don't want to claim Acid Betty.
I'm just saying.
They don't want to claim Acid.
How do you feel about the look?
It's a lot. It's a lot to look at. It's a lot of patterns, it's a bitch. Kind of last question. What's up with the half skirt? Is it necessary? Is it necessary for the look? I feel like the look was already enough. The skirt was not necessary.
Yeah.
Like, why is it happening?
Here's my thing about diabetic and what I'm looking at.
Wait, it's a side. Instagram. It's a side shave. It's a side to the head shave with the bouffant on top. That's a no for me.
Yes, I don't like that kind of look.
Me neither.
But, looking at the Instagram again, it looks like there's a lot of diversity in looks. It looks like we're getting a lot of spooky ookie.
Cookie
too with diabetes, but here I'm gonna say this because of what I could see judges saying, especially Michelle Visage. I don't know what she's feeling like in these recent seasons.
And for context, 25 from Springfield, Missouri. Go ahead.
But yes, she is from Springfield. But I've noticed that it doesn't look like diabetes is into like cinching the waist, again. Isn't like to me.
Oh,
I
Lord.
Don't think that makes anybody less clean or not.
I already could see it. Oh,
you know what I mean? Like Lord. To me, that doesn't make somebody less of a queen or like not look good. But like he there's no padding and there's no cinching.
But
so
you know how Michelle feels about it. You know how I'm Michelle saying. Feels that's about what I'm it. Saying.
So I could just see that being a critique that diabetes could have because not on any of the promos do I see a cinched waist or a pad.
So. And like I get it, girls, y'all want to be comfortable or whatever. I get it. Currently resides in Chicago. Interesting to know.
Holy shit, she's 6'4". Shout out to the 6'4" bitches.
Doesn't look 6'4" in this. Well, actually, no. now that I look at the picture to see that, maybe I can see it a little bit actually.
Interesting.
But yeah, you know Michelle gonna read her down to Phil because you know she don't like a girl that, especially if we doing something, you know, we doing body yada yada, right? Glamour, you know Michelle loves a cinch waist. love a cinch waist. So
he loves the cinch waist.
Oh, this is also the one who said that people are really shocked to find out that I'm sweaty and I stink. Remember that?
Oh yes. Thank you for reminding me that, because I remember I saw that and I wanted to bring that up and I was like, why? Why do you want to stink? Because like you look drag really
kinda
good.
Stinky though, you know, can get kind of stinky.
I'm sorry, girl.
I think there's new ways. Tights. Yeah, I think there's ways for you to, you know, decrease the funk. But you know, yeah.
I'm just saying, you smell funky everywhere you go. That's gross.
Anyway, I'm not sure how diabetes is going to fare in the competition. I would be very interested to see.
Oh, also cute outside of drag.
You just
what the fuck is going on? RuPaul said one thing about this season is we're gonna have to trade, honey. We're gonna have to trade.
Not the trade. Yeah, I'm not really sure how they'll fill in the competition. I feel like middle of the road, I feel, maybe. Yeah, middle of the
with
road.
With Daya?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing a victory. But you know, I'm staying middle of the road.
Yeah.
Giving me kind of like Crystal Method meets like Jan, and then
but I don't really see
kind of like Violet Chachki,
right? I don't really see the creativity that propelled Crystal to the top, you know what I mean? No,
Crystal's like her own entity.
Oh, absolutely. Just Crystal's fucking, first of all, can we just talk about Crystal Method on social media? I don't know what happened in the last like month or two, but that bitch has been going off making reels on Instagram, and they are funny as hell.
It was ever since the video of her saying, well, she's already lost her taste when talking about it. That was like Edwards. That went viral as fuck. That was
funny. Everybody said, ooh, it was funny. I live for that. It was everything. And I think they all were on tour together. I think it was the whatever tour was just canceled. What was it? It was like a winter. It wasn't a Work the World. I feel like Work the World has been delayed for a couple.
Wait, who was on tour?
When Crystal said that to Alyssa, they were on tour together. That's where they were at.
Oh yeah, wasn't it was it the Christmas thing? Or
yeah, I think it was a Christmas. It's whatever one that was just
a Christmas show.
Yeah, whatever one was just canceled because they had to cancel the rest of the dates. They couldn't finish it. It was that tour. Can't remember which one it was. Too many going on, but it was that one. Also, I wish that was a good cast. It was like Crystal, Alyssa, Shay was there. Who else was there? Trinity and Tuck. That would have been a good tour to go to.
Yeah, it was a really good cast, honestly. Or, I mean, yeah, cast.
All right. Next up, who do we have?
We got Deja Sky.
31 from Fresno, California. California.
Okay, honestly, let me be real.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay, go ahead. You go first.
No, because you came out hot. Go ahead.
I did come out hot because look, I'm looking at the Insta. And I'm not a hater. I love all queens, but okay. I'm not seeing it with this one. I'm seeing a lot of like every look on his Insta is almost the same. The paint is almost the same, but he looks like he has a lot of personality. It looks like he could probably lip sync.
Okay.
And who knows? You know, we've been surprised before. He might be stepping his cookies up, but I am excited to see this one.
One thing I remember from this Meet the Queens is that she said that she hates condiments. I was like, okay.
Well, yeah, because she said that she likes watching anime porn, and they were like, well, what happens if there's children watching? What else would you say?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I hate condiments.
I was like, okay, work. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't. Personality was there. I would be curious to see them in any other type of situation that isn't just like, you know, talking to a camera to see how they perform. I like the beat. The beat is nice. The beat is good. But if it's the same beat every time, I don't know how I feel about that.
Right.
I actually really like this hair too. It's very interesting. I actually like it. I feel like it could be a hit or a miss for a lot of people, but I like it. And the outfit is, is this pants or it's a dress, right? It's just very, it's a weird angle and I can't
It's a pant.
It's a pant.
It's a pant.
Oh, it reminds me of like a ringleader or something of the sort.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of a ruffle.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Then I don't like yeah. it. It's not for me. Not for me. And the sleeves are too big. Yeah, I would be interested to see what Deja does. I don't see her necessarily right now from what I saw from the Meet the Queens in this look as a front runner, but we'll see. We'll see. Because again, girl, I'd be real wrong with it half the time. So who the fuck knows?
Right. Honestly, just when you'd be thinking.
Oh. All right.
Oh, we got Jasmine Kennedy up next. Honey.
22. Christ. First of all, from Morgantown, West Virginia. and now lives in NYC. Can you imagine growing up in West Virginia? Can you imagine that?
I'm gonna lie.
No shade to the girls who from West Virginia.
She looks like she's the one and the two a little bit. I mean, she looked like she'd be like a lip syncer. I saw her doing some flips and twists up in that promo. So it looks like she's got some personality. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know. Like this one looks like she could be some stiff competition, I think, based on the promo and everything that I've seen. But like I'm looking at her Instagram right now and I see a lot of really like high-end looking looks. She looks like she puts a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of effort into her looks. Is there like a huge diverse style? No, not necessarily. But is every look pretty cute and look really good? I think so. I would say so.
Yeah, Jasmine Kennedy kind of gives me, I'm not trying to compare. Very Aquaria vibes, you know what I mean?
What's wrong with comparing? Because half of these bitches get the same, their looks because and everything from each other
like,
anyway.
People don't like their craft to be compared to other people, and I understand.
Well, maybe
that.
If you would differentiate yourself from others, you wouldn't be compared to them. You know? Maybe that's just my idea. Because is Crystal compared to anybody?
You know, I don't know, maybe not a girl that's not on TV. I don't know, Brendan, right. But I'm just saying the girls do not like being compared to
step your cookies up and
I'm
be
just
uncomparable.
Letting you know that they only being compared. I'm just coming out what the girls are saying. You know what I mean? But you know, young.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Young 20s. Is this someone that I felt was very one of them was like very unlikable in this Meet the Queens. I don't remember if it was Jasmine or not. Don't remember. But I was like, wow, this person is like, do you know that you're being filmed right now? And I don't remember if it was Jasmine or not. Let me go back and look at the pictures. It might have been her, but I don't remember. I think it was. I think it was. I was like, wow, you were extremely unlikable. What are you doing? It was very weird.
But I mean, that's a 22-year-old who it looks like that.
Mentality. Yeah. Yeah. I think they fare very well. Not Jasmine is the first contestant of Polish descent. Okay. You're white.
What does that even mean?
You're white. Okay. Like, who the fuck cares?
You're from Morgantown. Not.
We're in 1999. Oh my good lord. Can you imagine 1999? Like. Wow.
So, you know, only a few short years, but after me, but yeah, it's weird.
I just like, it's getting too close to the thousands for me. But yeah, you know, I just, this is the archetype of a person who does well in RuPaul's Drag Race. So, you know, I don't think there's really much else to talk about, truly.
No.
Next up, who do we have? Oh my God, this picture is so cute. So little.
We have Georges. Looking good and feeling gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Also another 22-year-old from San Antonio, Texas, but now lives in Nashville, Tennessee. Does Nashville have a good drag scene?
I just think Nashville is known for having very vivacious, you know, live entertainers, people like that. You know what I mean?
That's true. I don't know. I don't think of Nashville when I think of drag. So I don't know. But yeah. Is Cameron Michaels from Nashville? Or is that
I believe
where?
So, yes. I believe so. Mm. Yeah.
I can't think of any other drag queens from Nashville except
for Kendall. Dare I say that Georges's Luke could be one of my favorite promo looks.
I like it. It's cute. I like the bodice a lot. I don't think it's just like, it's not just a regular like corset. It has that piece on the top, that gold piece. That's really nice. It has the feather train that comes off of it. It's very showgirl-esque, but in a good way. And I love the pom-pom as well. Love the hair. Love the baby hairs. Love the cutout fishnets, both on the legs and arms. Really cute detail. Also, how tall is this person? How absolutely tall is this person? Because my God, looks so small in this promo picture. Good. Like has to be like cute, five or less, honestly.
Looks like another one that's like, you know, like you said, just like somebody who has all of the makings to do very well in the competition. But again, we've all been wrong before and seen queens who seem like they're going to do really well in the competition, and then who get into the competition and the competition kind of gets the best of them.
Which
is understandable. I'm not saying they're wrong for it. I mean, it would probably be a very stressful situation to be in that show. But paints for the gods, body yaddy yaddy for days, cute, out of drag as well.
Can you go say that about everybody?
I mean, is everybody going to keep coming up looking like this and shit? I what the fuck? I did not say, no tea, no shade, no pink lemonade. I did not say that about Deja Sky.
Oh my God, Brendan. Okay, anyway. Yes, I think that Jordis could go either way. Could either do very well in the competition or not do well at all. Very much a wild card, but
you just never know.
We will see. We definitely will see. Very interested to see what they bring, though. Very interesting.
I could see Jasmine and Georges coming back for All Stars if they wouldn't already, even if they don't win.
He didn't even see the show yet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're very much so that.
Not the V. All right, next up.
We got June Jambalaya, who I would venture to say, honestly, was one of my favorites. In the promo.
29, originally from Jacksonville, Florida, now resides in Los Angeles. I feel like I've heard of June Jambalaya before. Where have I heard this? I feel like being from LA, I feel like all the LA queens, like seen her somewhere before. Couldn't tell you where, but seen her somewhere before.
Saying is she paints, honey. She paints. And she be dressing. She has all types
of and she be dressing, bitch. I don't know how I feel about the chopsticks in the hair. It's a little,
two sticks in the bun. Pussy good. Call me Chun Li.
Yeah, that's a little like this. Dress is cute.
The dress is cute. This photo itself is a vibe.
Do we have fabric coming out of the earrings? Is that what's going on?
I believe it's earring fabric, which is a choice.
Stupid. But I believe it's earring fabric. Yeah, it's cute. I like the shoes. And they didn't give me just a regular, you know, a regular closed toe. It's cute. The toes hanging over a little bit. That's all right. But I like it. I believe June was one who said that they were a dancer beforehand.
Yes.
And that's how they got into kind of like the entertainment industry, which is interesting. I believe
she said that she was, it says he was in dance class and then he was named by his feminine, his teacher who said he was very feminine and he was like, what's your birthday in June? Yeah, and then she said her favorite food, what is the last thing you ate? And it was jambalaya, and thus she became June Jambalaya.
So yeah, I think June can fare pretty well in the competition. Do pretty well, honestly. I feel like, you know, LA and the New York girls always do pretty well. We all know this. It's not a secret. But yeah, interested to see what we have. I'm just gonna look at this cast run. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 Black people this season. Interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Could be more, but you know, it is what it is. It's fucking Drag Race. They can't even put trans people on here. So excited to see.
We'll get there.
Right. We're excited to see what June holds. Who do we have next?
Taste. I mean, Carrie Colby. Oh, not with the autograph. Not the autograph.
Stupid. 25, originally from Dallas, now resides in another LA girl. Pretty, cute, put together.
Gorgeous, honey. Gorgeous. I mean, let's be real. Let's call it like we see it, honey. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Looks like she's got a very expensive wardrobe.
Let me read this before I say yes. Is a trans woman. Is a trans woman. I was
gonna say, are you sure she's not a trans woman?
She is. I just wanted to read because I don't remember if I heard that in the Meet the Queens. But yes, it's a trans woman. So I think it's the first trans woman of color to
very nice
be cast on the show, like casted in, like on the show presenting as a trans woman.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is great. We love to see it. You know, I think we need more of them, but it is what it is. Very much need more trans women on Drag Race. But we love it. I love her. I love this dress. The shoes.
I'm obsessed with her. I'm looking at her
you
Instagram.
Like the, you like the shoes here? How you feel about these shoes?
They look expensive.
I don't like the heel.
I like her a lot. I think she's like one of my other faves that I've seen so far.
I love this hair too. The hair is mm-hmm. Again.
She's an
icon. Be honest. I don't know. Is she just pretty? Can she give me something else? Can she give me comedy? Can she give me acting? Can she sing? Can she dance? You know what I mean? I want to know what the girls can give.
I mean, is she giving is she giving plastique? You know what I mean? Because like plastique is gorgeous, but she can still dance and stuff and do like a lot of other shit. I don't know. I'm very curious to see what she brings to this because, like you said, like it could either go with could go either way, really.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. The girl is cute. I feel like she's gonna turn some looks. She's gonna definitely turn some looks. And that's what I love to see. Next up, who do we have?
We got Cornbread, the snack Jeep.
Say it again.
The Hasse Jeep.
Say it again.
Also a transgender
queen. Say it
queen.
Again. Say it again.
Cornbread, the snack Jeep.
Ew. So ugly.
Or is it Jete?
This is why I had you see the names because I know I'm gonna fuck them up. I don't know.
She is another trans sister.
Yes, 29, originally from Columba. What's Columba? What's Columba? What is Columba? I don't know what that is.
First of all, it says Columbia.
Yeah, I said Columba. Columbia, South Carolina. Another, there's so many LA queens this season. Jesus Christ.
Right. Everybody moving to LA. That's
right. Right. Yes, another trans queen. Another trans queen of color specifically. We love to see it. We love to see
the representation.
not I love to watch the prison shows, and there was a lady on there with her husband that was cheating on her. She called him. She talked about love after lockup. Is that what she's talking about? She's talking about love after lockup. And shot him at the table. What kind of I'd be girl. Okay.
yeah.
Okay.
I suppose.
Right. That's interesting. But yes, again, love to see another trans queen. Love to see more Black queens. I actually really like this look. The hair, I don't know how I feel about the hair. How do I feel about the hair?
I mean, it's cool.
It's very Maleficent.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. The look is all right. I don't mind it. I will be very curious to see what she brings to the table.
I actually really like the outfit. I'm looking at it. I do
like it too. She looks like she's an entertainer, honey.
Oh yeah.
So I am very looks like she can act the house down boots.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like she can lip sync the house down boots. It looks like we got some looks going on here. Mm-hmm, so hey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just saying. She looks like she could be the one.
We could go far, and again, I would love to see the trans girls go all the way. I really would.
Yes, I really do too.
Next,
we got our little London, you know, not even, I don't know, from London, but from the UK. I do know that. Camden, Lady Camden here.
From Camden Town, England.
And one that now resides in Sacramento / San Francisco, it says here. California. So yes, work, bitch, work. Okay, Miss Lady Camden is a UK queen, as if
there is no information about this person.
Right, literally no no info on Lady Camden. Probably because everybody's confused why she's not on Drag Race UK. No, I'm just kidding. I think she resides in America, that's why.
Yeah, I think so.
But
was a ballet dancer and now is a drag queen. So, you know, we've seen that archetype before.
Yes, and we've seen it work. We've seen it not. Again, like, I feel like that's the thing with every season. I think the seasons now are becoming less and less predictable as time is progressing.
Which is a good thing.
Yes, which I'm very happy with that trajectory. Yes. I'd rather it should go that way than opposite, because now I don't feel like it's, I feel like it's really hard to tell who's going to win.
Yes, which, like, when you watch any type of competition show, you already know who's going to win. It's like, what the fuck is the point of watching this whole thing then? Like, it doesn't make it interesting. It makes everything predictable.
Right. Looks like some comedy could be in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they were like a comedy queen. I like the look. The look is cute. I like these shoes, bitch. These boots, bitch. Look at the shoes.
Cute though.
I think another one where I can't really tell how they were fair in the competition. I don't know. I'd be interested to see, but I'm not sure.
Of a prediction for Lady Camden.
Doesn't really jump out to me, so I can't really. I don't know.
I could really see it go either way.
All right, so
for honestly, almost any of them.
Yes, honestly. Well, there we go. The person of the hour, which I know that, you know, the girls are wanting to hear what everyone has to say. So, Brendan, please proceed.
Okay. So, the most problematic one of the season so far, not because of anything they necessarily did, just because of who they are.
Okay.
Maddie Morphosis, who is originally from Fayetteville, Arizona, and currently resides
Arizona? In
or Arkansas.
There you go.
Whatever. Fucking, who cares?
27.
I forgot it. 27 years old, whatever. Here's the tea with Maddie Morphosis. So they identify as a straight male, right? That's what.
Yes, heterosexual male.
Heterosexual cisgendered male.
Yes.
In the world of drag, which is, I don't want to say it's not common, because, you know, I guess who knows how many of them are, you know, how many queens mm-hmm. like that are out there. There could be quite a few, but. As far as queens on Drag Race and then queens that we typically see, you typically do not see a heterosexual cisgender male mm-hmm. queen, typically. But it is causing all of the stir and the craze within the Drag Race community and just in the LGBTQIA plus community as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who are saying that Maddie Morphosis should not be on the show due to the fact that he is a heterosexual male. And I think a huge part of that argument is because we have had, there's been a lot of other queens who have not, a lot of other types of queens who haven't been featured on the show first before we would showcase somebody like, you know, like a heterosexual male.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. It looks like Maddie Morphosis did give a, you know, a little snippet here. It says, should I read it or no?
I'm just trying to, I'm reading it very quickly to see what the fuck this is about and if it's even worth bringing up. First of all, this shit long as hell. No.
go back to that third one.
This one?
It says, I don't know. It just said straight guy. He said, quote, you know, blah, blah, blah. For anyone saying that I'm representing an underrepresented group, I appreciate you. But straight men are not a persecuted. Okay. Yeah. First of all, you can't use underrepresented and straight in the same sentence.
Right. Correct.
But I don't have a problem. Me personally, I don't have a problem with it, right? I don't have a problem with it. I don't think we as a community necessarily, okay, there is gray area, but necessarily can be so excluding of somebody who does want to participate, as long as that person, even if you are a heterosexual male, as long as you are an ally, you're respectful of the story and of the queens who have come before you and that type of thing. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it depends on how you go about it and the kind of person that you are.
I just feel like, you know, we just got off of UK with Victoria Son, and I think that situation was a little bit different because she was a queer person. So I think it was a little bit different, even though that she was, she was a woman. A little bit different of a situation, I think, personally. I think that Victoria was received in a lot better way than mm-hmm. Mattymorphosis was.
mm-hmm.
I think that I think the backlash comes from people because you have this person who is at the upper echelon of society trying to come into a space where people that are marginalized and are trying to make a space for themselves because they can't find spaces elsewhere. I think that's where a lot of people have the issue. And I see that and I get that. But then at the same token, we can't say that some people say drag is for everyone, then it has to be for everyone. If you say it is for everyone, is it for everyone or right. is it just for certain people, you know?
Right.
Where's the line? You know,
that's what I'm saying. You know, I think that's where, as a community, we have to, you know, like you said, find that line of what we love and support and accept people, especially who want to love and support and accept us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know. I just don't know. Yeah. Like I said, I feel like it depends on how you do it. If you are a heterosexual male and you do participate in the art form of drag, well then, as long as you were, like I said, as long as I feel like if you are respectful to queens before you and understand like who paved the way for you and the culture and the groundwork that people have had to put forward to get to where, you know what I mean? As long as you understand that and appreciate that and what all of that good stuff, I don't see why it's necessarily a problem per se. Although looking at the Instagram, I'm not really sure Maddie will be a front runner. also questionable.
I actually like the mug. I think the mug is beat. Mug is very well put together. I don't really know. Oh my god, this is like a really big Halloween costume in like 2012. Everybody did the Halloween costume, the one that was like a gumball machine.
yeah.
Everyone did that.
It looks like he has some creative looks, honestly.
Yeah, I
like, I like the little KFC, you know,
Colonel Sanders.
It's cute. But
I think the last thing I will say, I think that
I see a lot of movie and television references.
Oh yes. So. I mean, you know, we are the kids raised by the fucking TV, so you know what it is. You know what it is. Last thing I will say is I think the LGBTQ plus community within the community can be very discriminative, can be very polarizing to other people that aren't like them, could be very I'm looking for a specific word but I can't think of it, but can be very prejudiced against people even in their own community. So I cannot imagine the type of hate that this person will get when this show comes on. And what I'm trying to say is, you do not know this person. It is just a TV show. Please don't send people hate on the internet. It doesn't make any sense. It's not necessary. It's just a fucking TV show. It does not impact your life at all. This is a person that clearly likes the art form of drag and was picked by the producers of Drag Race. So if anything, you should fucking blame the producers of Drag Race, not this person, because they're the one who invited them on the show.
Well, it's just not necessary. That's literally what I was just about to say, right? So I'm not saying that RuPaul is the ultimate gatekeeper of drag, right? I mean, is he probably the most formative drag queen in the world? Probably. Is he the biggest trendsetter in terms of drag? At least probably at one point. But so here's my thing. Like, I do trust RuPaul with the drag culture. So if RuPaul himself is inviting this person onto the show, then I'm just to assume that it's for the good reason. However, there has been queens in the past who have been invited on who have not been properly screened.
Well, you know. Yeah, we'll see. Again, I'm not making any, you know.
I just say let them be. Let them be. Like I said, it just depends on how you are as a person and the way you carry yourself and the messages that you share and speak and how you speak them. I think that's really what it boils down to. If he's, you know, if he's disrespectful and doesn't appreciate drag for what it is, then kick him off and cancel him, whatever you want to do. But and if he's a good queen, let him be a good queen.
I definitely, there will be some conversation in the workroom about this.
And I feel like I'd be curious to see if it caused, not drama within the queens, but I'd be curious to see if it, if like you said, if there is a some sort of conversation that revolves around it, which I'm sure there will be. It's probably going to be a little mirror moment where, you know, while they're all getting ready, guaranteed.
We will see.
I do like the promo look.
Yeah, me too.
The promo look is a whole vibe. It's
very really alien, very
futuristic. It is a whole vibe. Very the paint on the face, like the pink skin. I love it. I do. Yeah. I really like it.
So, Maddie, we'll see what you're going to give.
Yeah, I'm curious.
We'll see what you're going to give. Next.
This one, girl. Breathy. Let me just say something. Go ahead. Actually, you go first this time.
No, go ahead. You got to introduce my dude.
Miss Orion. Is it? I believe it's Orion's story. I'm wondering if she, from Grand Rapids, Michigan, currently resides in Grand Rapids, Michigan, 25 years old. I am curious to know where the name comes from. I don't believe I heard that part. She might have said it. But I'm wondering if it, it says Story is Chance's mother's maiden name. She then thought the name of a name to go with Story and went with Orion. Okay. All right. Because that would be the first thing I came up with if somebody's name was Story, but that's fine. I thought it was going to be like Orion's belt. I think he probably should say that more than the story, but.
Okay.
So I will say one thing. Looking at this promo of Orion's story, the mug, baby.
The lips seem to be bigger for me personally, but
the mug. But then here's my thing. So this picture to me of him, the promotional picture that is going across the fucking world is not a good representation of him at all.
Which is usually what the fuck happens, because, you know,
I'm trying them on
these promo pictures, honestly.
Look at his makeup here. Look here, I can't see.
Oh, it just looks like look at the same makeup, which is a fucked up angle in the promo picture. The lighting of the promo picture really fucked him up.
I don't feel like they did him very well in this promo picture is what I'm saying. Like, I feel like this promo picture does not look as good of a queen as he truthfully is. Like, I'm looking at his Instagram and I've seen like so many cute looks. So many like
she don't have no lip liner on.
That's what I'm saying.
Where's the lip liner? What's going on?
What I'm saying too is like how he painted for this promotional picture is not even how he paints normally. So it begs the question, was there something going on? Like, you know what I mean? Like, was he running late? Or, you know, I don't know. Like, was there some tea behind there?
Maybe the girl had an off day. You never know.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Because, like, I feel bad because, like, if I was that... Whoa, wait a minute. Hold up, wait a minute.
Ew.
He's also very loves to just pose naked on his Instagram and post it. That's cute.
All right, keep it pushing. Distraction. I like the look. Again, it says giving me very Lana Del Rey vibes. Giving me very Scarlet Envy vibes. I like it.
Yeah, it's I like it. I do. I like him. I think I'm very intrigued.
I love the dress. Love the dress in the promo picture.
Yes, me too.
It's very much giving.
I'm very intrigued.
It's very much giving. I like it. But yeah.
What you giving?
Again, don't know how this person is going to fare in the competition. I honestly did not get a good sense of anyone during this. I'm tired of saying it. I didn't get a good sense of anyone during this.
No, me either, to be honest with you. I didn't either.
Last but certainly not least, we got
Willow Pill. I almost said Willow Pillow.
Me too. I always think it's a Willow Pillow.
What is originally from Denver, Colorado, and now resides in none other but Chicago, Illinois. Born on January 22nd and is 26 years old.
So, very interesting person.
This one, I am excited to see. I think I've said that a couple times.
Boopy doopy bitches.
Yes, I like this kind of look. It's giving very because it's giving everything. Like, I see there's some glamour, there's some spook, there's some camp, there's some creativity, there's a lot. So also looks like he is 4 years old out of drag.
Oh yes. Very interesting face, a face that you cannot forget. I'm not saying that to be a bad thing. It's just people that are in entertainment, if you have a face that people remember, it's a good thing.
Yes. I like the mug. I love the way she paints.
I'm interested to see what she brings. Looks very different. Looks like she's going to give me the give. Looks like won't, be cookie cutter or anything like that. Which is always good. You got the one of them in every season.
Right.
Look at this wig. Work. Look at the ears. Coins. I'm excited. Again, look. Either she's gonna go all the way or Michelle is going to read her to filth and she will get sent home early because Michelle be doing shit like that.
Michelle just don't be having the time of day.
Michelle don't like the ookie cookie boopy boopy bitches, you know? I'm going to say, Michelle, you don't, because you always be reading them because you want them to do something different. They be, bitch, I'm weird. Let me be me.
She don't like the ooby-dooby spooky bitches.
No. But yeah, I'm very, very, very excited. I've seen a lot of queens endorse Willow. I saw Denali posts about her. There's a lot of pictures with her with Evie Oddly. I feel like I saw her with someone else. A lot of the Chicago queens, just in general. She's supposed to be on the first Roscoe's viewing party. She's going to be there. The one that's happening this week. She will be there. Denali and I think Adore and somebody else. I can't remember the other person. But yes, very excited about this one. Again, could either go all the way or, they're going to do some goopery and some gaggery and let her go early. But we will see. Brendan, quick, rapid fire. Who is going to be the top four of RuPaul's Drag Race season 14? Go.
Okay, rapid fire. I'm going to say Georges. I'm going to say June Jambalaya, Carrie Colby, and...
Bitch, I said rapid fire.
Alyssa Hunter.
That was quite the
I don't even know who I said,
honestly. Right. I said, what the fuck, who?
I don't even know, but I mean, like, I feel like I do feel good with my decisions, but I know I said Alyssa, Georges, June, and Carrie.
I'm gonna say Willow. I'm gonna say Maddie. I'm gonna say Jasmine, and I'm gonna say June. That's what I'm gonna say. Top four.
Okay, I went fast, but I feel like, intuition, stick with it. You know what I mean?
But yeah, I'm excited for this season. I think we have a very good array, a good cast of characters.
Yes.
Nobody's like one another. Everybody's very distinct. Everybody's very different.
That is the one thing, like, too, like, you know, I think there is a good array, like you said. Nobody's the same. There is some good representation here that we have not seen in past years. So, yeah, I am excited. I think I'm curious. Wait, what do you think is the tea with this chocolate bar situation?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what you're talking about because I haven't really seen the whole promo. Well, so
it's literally just a commercial, but that's okay.
Sorry, bitch. Damn, I'm a bit busy. What are you talking about?
So the commercial, I mean, it's like 30 seconds, but that's also okay.
Again, bitch. What are you talking about?
The commercial is, at the end of the commercial, it says that a candy bar could, like a chocolate bar could be a queen's like saving something grace.
So I don't know.
I think it's going to be something similar to like, I think it's going to be something similar to what was the twist for how, like when they brought a queen back last season? Did they do a challenge like that for season 13?
Season 13 was so damn long. I don't remember.
Because like for All Stars, they did that lip sync.
No, challenge. Because remember they saved Candy, and then they had a double save for Candy. No, they didn't. Remember, Candy was supposed to go home and she didn't, and I feel like they had a double save. I can't remember who it was, so I don't think they brought anybody back.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. So then I don't know. I think that's what it's going to also ultimately entail. It's going to be like, oh, who can get the chocolate bar, and then like that'll be your way back into the competition.
I mean, you know, always with Gooper and the Gaggery. I just really request for Drag Race that we don't do a repeat of season 13 and don't put the girls through psychological warfare in the first episode thinking they're going to go home and they don't.
I swear to God, I know it's going to be that bullshit. Two different episodes. I don't have time. I don't have time for for a double premiere anymore.
We got to keep the episodes rolling, Drag Race. Keep them rolling. Give me
one premiere and that is it. I don't want to meet the queens separately. I don't want to do it.
It's too much. I'll be having like this. I don't need the season to be 26 episodes. Like I need it to be a good 10 and we keeping it pushing.
Please.
Because you already got 80 other different franchises on that I also had to keep up with. So we gotta consolidate somehow.
Right. I just pretty much watched the finale of the UK like the other day, even though it's been out for like
ever. Because girl, I'm like, damn, it's too much.
Wait.
It's too much. But yes, I'm excited for season 14. What the girls are gonna give. What they're gonna give.
Well.
And yes. So, this has been Rate the Podcast with Maya and Brendan. Thank you all for tuning in.
We're back and we're better.
Look at my turtle face. you can follow us on Instagram at Work the Podcast. You can email us at workthepod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you all. What you all have to say, what you have to do. Thank you all during a hiatus for all our new followers. My God, I feel like we gained a lot of new followers, even though we had no new content. My God, I don't know what that was about, but thank you. Thanks.
We are so thankful that you guys like to listen to us, even after all of this time.
It's like really nice, and it's like funny.
You can't see me, but I'm smiling right now.
Oh, hold on, sorry.
No, I mean, well, not you, but them. Oh.
Yeah, I'm fucking smiling. Can you hear my smile?
Like, can you like hear me smile?
Can you hear it? Yeah, thank you guys so much for sticking with us and continuing to support us. We will hopefully, you know, be weekly.
We'll be back. This is the new reg again. We're getting back into the swing of things. And then who knows, you know, there will be more on the horizon for us too as the future progresses and as we have more time to dedicate to it and things like that.
Yeah.
So
thank you guys so much for listening and we will see you next week.
Stay gorgeous. No, I'm just kidding.
Ew. Bye, y'all.